A podcast is a free downloadable audio show that enables you to learn while you're on the go. To subscribe to our podcast for free, you'll need an app to listen to the show. For iPhone, iPad, iPod listeners, grab your phone or device and go to the iTunes store and search Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. This will help you to download the free podcast app produced by Apple and then subscribe to the show from within that app. Every time we produce a new episode, you'll get it downloaded right on your device. For Android listeners, download the Podomatic app for free and search for Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. Or if you have already downloaded a podcasting client, follow the directions in the next sentence. For podcast enthusiasts, if you already listen to podcasts and have a podcatcher that you prefer, the feed you'll need to add is brickbybrick.podomatic.com. For those who don't have a mobile device, you can always listen to the show by clicking the audio file at the top of this page. You can see Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr., in the business section of iTunes or Podomatic.
Antonio has been working with me for a little over a year now. And I must admit that I myself am very proud of my growth. And so I take that into my life every day now. So when I do things, I make sure that I make sure my intentions and my motives are correct. I don't want to do anything that has a negative impact on me and my family. I reached out to Antonio due to me having a child and knowing that the lifestyle that I was living and how I was living was not what I wanted anymore. I wanted better for myself, therefore wanting better for my son. So I'm extremely thankful to Antonio for everything that he has done. My personal life would definitely be a lot worse than it is now. You know, it just, me growing as a person has allowed for other aspects of my life to grow as well. I'm still growing and I'm still learning, and I'm thankful for Antonio for putting up with me for this past year and just having patience with me in regards to that. So I've definitely grown a lot thanks to his teachings as well as the teachings of Tempest, you know, so I definitely dedicate my growth to both Tempest and Antonio.
So here we are. You've learned, but what have we learned? What does that scripture mean, even though he already defined it? Those who have will get more. Those who don't have will lose what you do have. And he's absolutely correct, which is exactly what I'm about to say. Here's what you need to know. You need to know, which is also your challenge for this week, which is also the challenge for this book. You need to know that you have some stuff. But how you look at what you have will be determined of what you get later. So, you have an option. You think you don't have, and God takes it all. You think you don't have, and life takes it all. Whatever you hold up here, you will hold right here. It'll never change. Your physical world on the outside is a direct manifestation of the world on the inside of your head. Watch what the old man told the young man. You have your peaks, you have your valleys. There was no gap. Well, you're going to find out later, he wasn't born on a peak. There's no gap between the peak and the valley. They're connected. So who's to say that at the valley is also not the peak? Think about it this way. You can be so low in your valley and never have to leave the valley to see the peak. Please don't miss what I'm saying. You can be so low in your valley that all you know is valley, and you hang with valley people, and you do valley things, and you eat valley food. But if you change the way you look, or at least the direction, you can still see the peak. And if you can see it, you can travel to it. Let's try this a different way. If your eyes fall upon something, so can your mind. And if your mind goes, so will your body. Your body has never went where your mind has not went first. And your mind will never take you where your body cannot go. Before you ever quit your job, you quit in your mind first. Before you ever cuss somebody out, before your mouth followed, your mind went there first. And so basically, Your peaks and your valleys are connected. Now, you may be so far in your valley that you have no idea where you're going, and you don't even know how you're going to get there. You start walking. It may take you 3 years to walk in the valley to get to the peak. And you may never, ever get to the peak in those 3 years. But you'll find out that if you keep climbing up the valley, at some point, you'll hit the lowest part of that peak. Now, here's what will happen. You're either going to go, I'm still in the valley, or I'm now at the beginning of the lowest part of the peak.
Yep.
The choice is up to you. You can either go, I'm at the highest point of the valley, that's positive, or I'm at the lowest point of the peak, that's positive, or you can go, I'm still in the valley. The choice is yours. But if you still have an I'm still in the valley mentality, you will lose every bit of everything you have and continue to stay in the valley. And you always have valley friends. You always have a valley job. You always have valley goals. You always have valley income. It doesn't matter. God can give you $45,000 a year right now. But if you're poor up here, you will always be poor in the physical world. George S. Classic writes a book called Richest Man in Babylon. And this guy in this book was a slave towards the middle of the book. And he's a slave unjustly because he was born a free man in Babylon. But he gets sold off because of his debts. He's running away. And then this lady is getting ready to free him because something, you know, it's getting ready to free him. And so now he's like, well, what's going to happen when people, when I go out and people say I'm a slave, they're going to lock me back up. And she says, and I quote, well, are you a slave or are you a free man? Because if you're not a slave in your head, mm-hmm. nobody can ever enslave you in real life. Mm-hmm. And the reason that he was a slave is because he, before he was ever in actual slavery, he let his debts, D-E-B-T-S, he let what the people, the money he owed, put him in slavery in his head. And so what happened? He was a slave in his head. And what happened in his head? Manifested itself to his real world. How many times have you been in your peak and you turned your peak into a valley? How many times have you been on top and since you were on top, you still felt bad only to get a bad result? Now, you made it. You got your income tax. Still feel bad. Why? Because you didn't have a lot of money. Money was running out. You didn't have a lot of this. You were just getting ready to lose it. You didn't have a lot of luck. Mm-hmm. You were waiting on the other shoe to drop. All right. No matter how much you feel, if you're always waiting for that bad thing to happen, it will. So back to that text, back to that scripture. Those who have will gain everything. Those who don't have will lose it. Seems unfair. But here's what's actually going on. You can call it the law of attraction. Both, mm-hmm. all three of you are familiar with that. Here's what it's actually saying. He said it, but catch it. If you don't already have, you doom yourself to keep not having. Mm-hmm. But if you have, you doom yourself to get more. If you're going to doom yourself, you might as well doom yourself with some positivity. Mm-hmm. Instead of dooming yourself to what you don't want. Mm-hmm. So here you are. Here's your challenge for this week. Your challenge for this week is to go out there and appreciate everything you have. Because the reason that you don't have, the reason you don't have gas money, the reason you are in overdraft, is because you keep telling yourself you don't have gas money and you are in overdraft. The reason your marriage isn't working, the reason your friendships aren't working, the reason you're not back in school like you want to be, the reason why you're always sick is because you keep saying you're always sick. And so that's what keeps happening. The reason why you got issues with everybody in your life, the reason why they can't stand you, why they're always talking about you, it's because you're always saying they're always talking about me. And so you doom yourself to repeat exactly what you don't have, and you only get exactly what you don't have. Why? Because you're living in the valley having a valley conversation. You're living in the valley planting valley seeds, and you expect to get a peak. Now, how can you live one way, live a certain way, and expect to get a different result? Why plant onions and expect to get back oranges? So, your challenge for this book is to recognize the peaks and valleys and to always seek the good in the bad situation. Life works like, here's how life works. Yeah, are you familiar with the yin and yang? Mm-hmm. So life works like this here. You have your yin and yang.
Okay,
yeah, I know, I'm about to move. You have your yin and yang. And on one side, you get all this darkness. You get all this black right here, and there's this little white. And then on the other side, you get this white and the black, right? Mm-hmm. On one side, it's completely dark with a little bit of white. Mm-hmm. On the other side, it's completely white with a little bit of dark. Thus, so is life. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. You will always live in this situation. But in the dark, there will always be a little bit of good. In the good, there will always be a little bit of bad. Your job is not to lose your mind or lose focus. You may be in the worst day of your life, but you're still breathing. You may be in the best part of your life, but you still have the ability to do something stupid and ruin it. So your challenge for this week is to simply go out and change your observation level from the valley to the stars. That's what you need to do this week. That's your only challenge this week. Your only challenge is to stop looking at what you've been complaining about. Stop and go look at what's actually good in your life. That's where you are. You're looking at what's great about your life. And you're no longer looking at the brown, stained, muddy, oxygenated, or carbon monoxide-enriched air that you're breathing. No longer listening and smelling and drinking the poison. And now you say, it may stink down here, but at least I got a nose to smell. Mm-hmm. I don't have the clothes I want, but I'm not walking around naked. Mm-hmm. And I don't have the food I wish I would be able to eat, but I do have food. Mm-hmm. Your job this week is to look at your life and start looking at the stars in your life and not the valleys in your life. That's your challenge.
A podcast is a free downloadable audio show that enables you to learn while you're on the go. To subscribe to our podcast for free, you'll need an app to listen to the show. For iPhone, iPad, iPod listeners, grab your phone or device and go to the iTunes store and search Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. This will help you to download the free podcast app produced by Apple and then subscribe to the show from within that app. Every time we produce a new episode, you'll get it downloaded right on your device. For Android listeners, download the Podomatic app for free and search for Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. Or if you have already downloaded a podcasting client, follow the directions in the next sentence. For podcast enthusiasts, if you already listen to podcasts and have a podcatcher that you prefer, the feed you'll need to add is brickbybrick.podomatic.com. For those who don't have a mobile device, you can always listen to the show by clicking the audio file at the top of this page. You can see Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. in the business section of iTunes or Podomatic.